Well, look who's calling me now.
On the line or on your cell?
On my cell. All my Auburn friends.
Oh. I thought you were going to say the corporation commission If you get our weekly email newsletter, there was a mention in there that...
That was Rosie's fault, not Mr. Tobin's fault.
That wasn't Tobin's fault.
No, it was not.
The Arizona Corporation Commission was going to join us, but we had a miscue on timing and calculation. Live radio and guests and interviews sometimes...
My
schedules
fault.
Conflict here and there. So what's your line on the game today?
I don't know. I haven't seen the line. I don't know. But football season, fall, absolute favorite time of year. And here at Rosie on the House, we now are going to squeeze in a half hour here of any question you'd like to ask about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with Tom Bonner of SolarSafe Pool Covers, and we were talking about the product and how it's so great for so many purposes, but boy, for that winter visitor, I would just think it would just be an automatic. You know, one of the things we're seeing a ton of requests for at Rosie on House Remodeling is everybody's moving mom back home. This is absolutely, I mean, I keep thinking it's going to die off a little bit, but we get several phone calls a week from people who are trying to accommodate bringing mom or dad or mom and dad back home. And it's being done in so many different creative ways. I took a phone call, it's about 6 months ago, from a family that lived out just south of Anthem, out in the desert with a little bit of property, you know, a couple acres. And they wanted to build something for mom that matched their house. And so we went and visited with them, and, you know, you're trying to cram everything into a fairly small structure. So you've got to put a bathroom in there. You've got to put a kitchenette in there, the living room, the air conditioner, the heater. You're putting all the equipment into something that generally is under 600 square feet, 600 to 800 square feet. So it's very, very expensive square footage to site build a freestanding mother-in-law suite to the tune of $300 to $350, as much as $400 per square foot. So in that particular instance, I suggested, hey, why don't y'all go look at some of the modular homes that could drop in place? They can be landscaped around, and it can be made to look very close to a matching structure, and probably be able to do that for maybe as much as a half as much. And sure enough, they're just in the process now of getting all the utilities connected and the home. They found a home they really liked. Going to pre-manufacture it, deliver it to the property, set it on site, connect utilities, and move mom in for about half that. We're actually looking at a situation right now in Paradise Valley. The folks have a ginormous garage, freestanding garage, ginormous. This thing's a monster. And we're going to take the back 1,000 square feet of it and convert it to a mother-in-law and father-in-law. Actually, they're moving mom and dad home. And it accesses the pool. I have a little covered patio cover. And it's just a perfect way to bring mom and dad home. The only thing you've got to do is you've got to check quick with whatever city you're building in, because many zoning instances allow only one residence per lot, one family per lot. And you've got to check with them about how they will or won't let you accommodate the mother-in-law suite, because they really don't like, many cities really don't like that second kitchen on your property, thereby creating an opportunity when you're no longer using it for your mom or your dad, that it couldn't become then space for you to rent out. And that's what they're trying to avoid you
a renter
from
situation.
Doing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So check with your local building jurisdiction. Ask them what it is that they would like done. You'd like to move mom and dad home. How are you going to be able to do it? There's more than one way to skin that cat.
Busy day on emails, busy day on texts. We're going to get to those. But first, we're going to get to our calls. Matt's first from Chandler. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing on this beautiful morning?
We're doing just that well. Beautiful. Fantabulous.
Hey, I almost forgot about my question. What my question was, because you've got me salivating, thinking what I would do with a 1,000-square-foot garage. I think of the workshop you could have with that.
We're just taking 1,000 square feet of the garage and converting it to the mother-in-law's suite. He's still got a 4-car garage.
Oh man! Well, I think I need a new house then.
Oh man.
Hey, Rosie, a couple weeks ago, just at the end of the hour, you had mentioned something about an air conditioning filter, and it stuck with me. So you had talked about just getting a basic pleated filter for your air conditioner. In the past, when I've had my AC serviced, I've had the pleated filter in, and the technician always says, get rid of the pleated filter. It restricts too much airflow. Just go with a basic fiberglass. You know, I'm getting a lot of dust in my house, so I'm just, I trust you more than I trust the technicians typically that come to my house. So pleated versus basic fiberglass, what's the best option for AC filters here in Arizona?
You know, Matt, you could ask 100 air conditioning techs, what's the best filter to use for my AC equipment? And you're going to get them falling almost 50-50. Half of them want you to use the spun fiberglass to allow the maximum amount of air into your unit and not create any static pressure, okay? That's their concern, that the 1-inch paper pleated filter is actually just starving your unit for air. The way I judge it is if you put the paper pleated product in and you could hear the unit whistling, or it sucks the filter all the way up against the frame, then you probably are starving the unit for some air, and you may have to use the spun fiberglass. But if your unit isn't whistling or sucking it up tight, then we recommend the 1-inch paper pleated filters because it really is a much better filter. You just got to make sure you're not creating static pressure. Many, many air conditioning contractors want you just throw that cheap one in there. But I'll tell you, if you it's kind of connected to the duct cleaning question. People ask me all the time, do you believe in duct cleaning? Well, I do if it's a licensed air conditioning contractor that takes apart your air conditioning cabinet, gets down to the A-coil, cleans the coil with bacteriostatic soap, rinses it real well, cleans out the condensate pan completely and gets it clean, and then puts everything back together, and then you put a good paper pleated filter in there, then you shouldn't have to clean your ducts again for 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years, depending on how you live in your house. I don't believe in these Groupons and these coupons and these Penny Savers and these Red Plum coupons that you see where they want you to come out and clean your ductworks, and then before they leave, they schedule it again for the spring or the fall, and they want you to do it twice a year. Well, that's crazy. If you vacuum the ducts without cleaning the A-coil, as soon as the air conditioning comes back on, you're breathing the same quality of air. So if you use the right filter, and I always encourage 1-inch paper pleated, unless it sounds like it's strangling your unit, and then go ahead and put in the spun fiberglass.
Perfect. Best explanation I've ever heard. So thank you so much.
Okay, Matt.
We appreciate it. You have a great Arizona weekend as you dream about that 5-car garage one day, right?
Yeah, we're working with another client out in the Rio Verde area, dropping an 80-by-80 garage on the backside of his lot.
That's some good size.
It's gonna be a fun project to build, but it's gonna be a lot more fun project to visit in about 3 years when he's got it built.
80 by 80, 16.
Hey, you've got some Saba tickets to give away.
We do. If you're attending Saba Home Show next week, just email us Saba tickets to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We had 40 starting the program. I haven't really kept a count, but my gut says we're down to about 20. So make sure you get those in before they're gone if you'd like to attend the event free.
We'll be broadcasting live down there next weekend?
Yes, you will. So have a special guest on water and this new water something that's entering the state and what if systems keep that out. I haven't got tuned into all the details.
Well, there was a news this past week about chromium 6 that we have found in our water table here in Arizona. And that is the chemical that Erin Brockovich made famous in her movie, where she actually shut down a water treatment company in California. It is a carcinogenic product. And it isn't anything that should strike a lot of fear into your heart. We can take chromium 6 out of the water with just a simple RO system. That's all you need. Just an RO system will take it out. But I do think, and we're going to cover this next week a lot more, as well as staying in Earthships. We're going to talk about Earthships next week, which was a lot of fun. But we're going to be talking about this water quality situation. The more we find out about water, the more we're finding out that in the end, and ASU has just come up with a brand new filter that they have just developed. We're finding out that homeowners really need the responsibility of providing the safe water. It's called the end use protection, the final barrier right there at your tap, making sure what you're getting delivered is safe. So more on that next week. We'll go into great detail on that.
Tune in. One of our texts is actually for Tom, who's still in studio with us from Solar Safe Pool Cover. He says, ask your guests about the pool and how it's unbearable to swim with a cover. It entraps the super hot Arizona heat. Well, you generally don't swim with a cover on. You take the cover off.
Yeah, I haven't tried that experiment. Stay tuned. I'll try that for a year and see how it works.
That'll be our next September's topic.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting, we're going from super cooling to super heating.
Yeah.
It's kind of a misnomer with our type of cover because we're not allowing the direct sun rays. If you refer to a blue bubble cover, those little bubbles are actually like little magnifying glasses. But with our cover, because we're not allowing the direct sun rays, and if you're not filtering during the day, it actually creates thermal climes. Like when you scuba dive, it's warmer, and as you go down, it gets cooler and cooler. So the bottom of the pool remains significantly cooler. The top 8 or 10 inches may become like spa water, 100, 105. And all you have to do is when you get in, you take your cover off, you just kind of flip your arms back and forth, and it brings the cooler water up, and the warmer water goes down. And so it really does not overheat your pool to have our pool cover on it.
So there you go, Dan. We appreciate the text. Hope that answered your question and anyone else that may have been thinking the same thing. Our last segment coming up, if you get to Maricopa County Home Show this week or Saba Home Show next week and you're interested in one of Tom's pools, covers, make sure you mention this broadcast and?
And we will give you a 15% off discount for being a Rosie listener.
Well, thank you for being a Rosie partner and being here with us today.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.